אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia. Knesset legal advisor Eyal Yinon is formulating an opinion on whether Knesset speaker Yuli Edelstein, a member of Likud, has the authority to prevent the formation of the House committee, a necessary step in the Knesset hearing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's request for immunity. The ruling is expected today. Yinon has already ruled that even though Israel is currently governed by a transition government, there is no legal obstacle to the formation of the House committee if a parliamentary majority wants one. A majority of MKs support setting up the committee to hear Netanyahu's immunity request, which will certainly be denied by the current Knesset. The Kahol Levan party last Sunday presented Edelstein with a request, supported by 65 MKs, to convene the committee. Edelstein responded by asking Yinon for more information on whether he has the powers to block the panel from forming. Edelstein's failure to respond positively to the request prompted Benny Gantz's Kahol Levan to say it would seek to remove Edelstein from his post if he vetoed the move. Justice Minister Amir Ohana called on Tuesday on Yinon to immediately recuse himself from any decisions relating to the formation of a committee to deal with Prime Minister Netanyahu's immunity request, accusing him of a serious conflict of interest. Ohana said that since Yinon's wife was part of the team of prosecutors who worked on the Prime Minister's criminal cases, immunity for which was to be debated as yet unformed committee, it's not possible to accept a situation in which he will decide either directly or indirectly in the affairs of the Prime Minister due to the decisions in which his spouse participated. On Monday, Yinon said his wife's involvement in the case did not put him in a conflict of interest, alleging attempts to intimidate him. On Thursday, a panel of psychiatrists appointed by the Jerusalem District Court to determine whether Malka Leifer is fit to stand trial ruled that she is, and she has been feigning mental illness. This means the ultra-Orthodox former teacher, wanted for more than 70 sexual offences in Australia, could face extradition soon, after years of protracted court proceedings. Dasi Ehrlich, one of Malka Leifer's victims of sex offences against her and many others while Leifer was her teacher in Australia, hailed the news in a tweet. CEO of Kol Va'oz, an Israel-based organisation combating child sexual abuse in the global Jewish community, led by former Australian Manny Wax, welcomed the ruling by a panel of psychiatrists that Leifer is fit to stand trial. He said it seems that finally justice will prevail. We are delighted for the three courageous sisters, Nicole, Dasi and Ellie, he said of the three sisters who have waged a campaign to have her extradited. Sephardi Chief Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef on Tuesday refused to apologize for an attack on the country's Russian-speaking Jewish community despite political and public uproar. On Monday, he was videoed saying, "There are many, many Gentiles here. Some are communists, hostile to religion, haters of religion. They're not even Jewish. They're Gentiles," whom he said were brought to Israel to influence the social balance in the nation. On Tuesday, he refused to back down. He said, "Along with blessed immigration of Jews from the former Soviet Union, who gave their lives for the protection of Judaism, there is a minority of immigrants who are not Jewish according to Halakha, who emigrated here on the grandson clause of the law of return." He again criticized the law of return, stating that an amendment to the law was a chief priority. Education Minister Rafi Peretz came under fire on Friday for an interview where he appeared to call same-sex marriage unnatural and defended an alliance with an extreme right-wing politician, saying he was not really a Kahanist anymore. Peretz, head of the Beit Yudi party and a former IDF chief rabbi, has caused several outcries over homophobic comments and again raised the ire of the LGBT activists and lawmakers by suggesting gay marriages were not natural. Peretz was asked how he would respond if one of his children was gay. He said, "Thank God my kids grew up naturally and healthy. They're building their families from Jewish values." These comments were met with heavy criticism, including from a number of gay Knesset members. Labour MK Yitzik Shmuli wrote in a tweet that included a photo of him with his partner and their son, "Look, Rabbi Rafi Peretz, this is what a natural and healthy family looks like." Israel on Friday released two prisoners in what it called a goodwill gesture for the Russian-assisted repatriation last year of the body of Zacharia Barmel, who fell in Lebanon in 1982. Russia, a key ally of Syria, in April 2019 handed Israel Barmel's remains and personal effects. Sidki Al-Maket, 53, jailed for 11 years in 2015 for treason and espionage, support for terrorism, and contact with a hostile organization. And Amal Abu Saleh, who was imprisoned the same year for 7 years for killing a Syrian national who was being taken to an Israeli hospital, were released before the end of their imprisonment in coordination with the IDF. Torrential downpours in northern Israel during the past week broke a 51-year-old record of rainfall within a two-week period, the Israeli Meteorological Service announced on Thursday. The Western and Upper Galilee saw more than 400 millimeters of rain, causing major floods. Some meteorological stations recorded more than 450 millimeters. Such numbers have only been seen twice since measuring started 80 years ago, in December 1951 and January 1969. In certain southern areas, the rain surpassed 76-year-old records. Rainfall in the first 9 days of January this year has surpassed the average for the entire month. As of Thursday morning, the Kinneret had risen by 23 centimeters in a 24-hour period and was 2.3 meters from its fullest level. In the central region, dozens of children were rescued from their school with dinghies and tractors on Thursday after all access to the site was submerged underwater. The flooding also caused havoc on intercity roads, with several being blocked. Schools and kindergartens remained closed on Thursday in some northern communities. The Israel Nature and Parks Authority closed some river hiking trails due to the heavy rain and the expectation that some streams would overflow their banks. The cost of rebuilding infrastructure damaged in the floods in the northern city of Nahariya alone could mount to hundreds of millions of shekels. Around 1,000 people attended the Thursday funeral of Moti Ben Shabbat. Ben Shabbat was carried away by floodwaters in Nahariya on Wednesday as he was rescuing passengers of a car that overturned in a pool of water. His body was later found following searches by emergency services. And his death marked the seventh caused by the deluge. Only 4 days remain before the lists for the next round of elections close. Parties are in the throes of forming, or not forming, coalitions to run together and avoid not crossing the electoral threshold. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.